Track 13, and here's this week's sports news. Of course, last weekend's weather caused pretty much a wipeout of a lot of sports events, but it was avoided completely thanks to artificial pitches. Across the nine divisions of the Devon and Exeter Football League, only three games took place last weekend. One took place at Coach Road, with Tynmouth second 11 taking on Elmore second 11, and it was the Teens who came out on top with a 2-0 victory. With no midweek fixtures to deal with, Tynmouth know that they will go into the final round of fixtures in November in third place in Division 1. The Torbay Clearance Services South Devon Football League was plagued by countless cancellations, and Storm Burt had the biggest win, successfully knocking out 25 of 27 games due to be played. Bubby Tracy were also winners. Their game against Paignton Villa went ahead on the artificial pitch at South Devon College in atrocious conditions, but they came away with a 3-1 win. Bubby are maintaining their challenge on Phoenix and the True Blues at the top of Division 1. Buckland Athletic were involved in one of the only two games to go ahead in the Western Football League over a miserable weekend. Wind and rain battered some areas, with snow also wreaking havoc. But the Bucks' away game against Bridgewater United still lasted from minute 1 to minute 90, leaving Buckland with a 4-0 victory to remember. Hockey managed to go ahead. In the England Hockey National League Conference West, Chichester men's firsts 3, Ashmore men's firsts 0. Despite some unavailability from the win over Bath the previous week, Ashmore's men first team still made the long trip to Chichester in a positive mood. However, the home side were flattered with a 3-0 scoreline. The other sides did rather better. In Riviera Division 1, Ashmore men's second 11, 9, Torbay men's seconds 0. And in Division 1, Ashmore men's third, 4, Torbay men's third, 0. In Petrock Division 2, the Dart women's third 11, 0, Ashmore women's first 11, 4. And in Riviera Division 2, Ashmore men's fourth development 11, 1, Dorset men's second 11, 5. So overall, the Ashmore teams did pretty well in atrocious conditions. Turning to rugby, New Cross RFC moved up to third in the Devon 2 table after defeating Sidmouth 10-0 in what was a rare sporting fixture, even fixture, the majority falling foul of the weather. Dickie Life and Rob Pedrick were the try scorers in a muddy affair at Five Lanes. And that's about it for the sports news for the past week.